Now, it's your turn, maiden. Please, jump over the fire.
Sorry, friends. I can't.
Come on, maiden. Please jump.
Oh, no. No, friends. I'm afraid of fire.
Don't be afraid, maiden. Look, nothing happened to me.
Jump, maiden. Jump over the fire.
Well, okay, friends. I'll do it for you.
Hey, where is Snow Maiden? What happened to her?
Snow Maiden, where are you?
Look, Snow Maiden melted. Oh my God, she'll leave us forever. We have killed her.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. When I conquer the world, well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change, don't waste it. Start from now, let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Hello Sobat Pintar Kreatif, how are you? Nice to see you. Now, we are back to the English audio program with the interesting story entitled Snow Maiden. Snow Maiden is a diligent girl. She is very kind, helpful, and friendly to everyone. Have you ever listened to it? It's very interesting, you know. This story is from Russia. We can learn something good from the story. Well, let's enjoy it. Once upon a time, there were an old man and an old woman who lived in a small village in Russia. They lived a good life, except for one thing. Do you know what that is? Yes, they had been married for about 50 years, but they hadn't got any children. Of course, they were very sad about that. Day by day, month by month, they prayed and prayed to God. But still didn't get what they wanted. Poor them.
Oh dear, when will we have a child? We have waited for a long time, but still we don't have any children. What must we do then?
Just be patient. I'm sure one day God will grant what we want. Just wait and always pray to God. Hopefully our dream will come through.
They felt very sad and desperate. One lovely winter, the couple saw some neighborhood children playing in the snow. Driven by the disappointment of not having a child of their own, the old man said to his wife,
"Let's go outside and make a snow girl. It will be like the daughter we never have."
I think it's a good idea. Tomorrow is New Year.
Then they went to the snow mountain not far from their house. Do you know what they wanted to do? Yes, they made a snow girl. They carefully made her hands and feet, her cute little nose, her mouth, her chin, and the snow girl was very beautiful and looked alive. Can you guess what they did then? Yes, they dressed her in a very beautiful dress.
Look, this snow girl is really beautiful.
Yes, you are right. But let's go home, dear. It's almost dark. Tomorrow we go back here to see her.
No, I still want to stay. Look, this snow girl looks so alive. Even she smiles at us. I want to be with her. Please.
You'll be sick, dear. Come on. Let's go home now. Tomorrow morning, we come back here to see her.
Okay, then.
Just a few seconds, the snow girl's lips suddenly turned red and her eyes began to open. She smiled warmly at the old couple, shook the flakes off her body, and emerged from the snowdrift into a pretty young girl. The old couple was overjoyed. They wanted to take her home, but they canceled it. They thought that what they saw was just a daydream. How come a snow girl can be alive? Then the old man asked his wife to go home. At last, they went home and slept. The next morning, when they were about to go to the snow mountain, they heard a knock at the door. The old man opened the door and saw a very beautiful girl.
Yes, dear? Are you looking for someone? Who are you?
I'm your daughter, Snow Maiden, Dad.
What? What did you say?
Yes, I'm Snow Maiden, your daughter.
Snow Maiden? My daughter? Oh my God! Honey, come here! Quickly, please!
Yes? What is it?
Look! Look at her! She's our daughter, Snow Maiden!
Really? Oh, thank God! But is it right, dear?
Yes, Mom. I'm your daughter.
Oh, Snow Maiden, my daughter. It's the happiest day in my life.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, the old man and his wife were very happy. They hugged each other. Since that day, they lived together. Snow Maiden grew quickly, not by the day, but by the hour. Soon, she became a very beautiful girl, and the old couple loved her very much. Snow Maiden was a dream child. She always did her chores and never complained. And she was very affectionate. When she sang a melody, it was like an angel singing from heaven. But there was one thing that she could never do. Do you know what it was? She couldn't go near the stove. That's right. She made of snow, right? So she was afraid of fire. One day in summer, a group of young children called Snow Maiden.
Come with us for a walk in the woods.
And let's dance and play together.
Sorry, I don't feel like playing.
Go and play with them, dear. You'll have fun.
Okay, friends, I'll go with you.
So she went out with the girls. They picked some flowers, sang songs, and danced. After playing and dancing, the girls began playfully jumping over the small fire they had made. They all jumped. Only Snow Maiden didn't.
Yeah!
Go! Go! You can do it! Come on!
Just jump! Let's jump!
Come on! Come on!
Come on!
Come on! Jump!
You can do it! Jump! Jump!
Hooray! Now it's your turn, Maiden. Please jump over the fire.
Sorry, friends. I can't.
Come
on, Maiden. Please jump!
No! No, friends, I'm afraid of fire.
Don't be afraid, Maiden. Look, nothing happened to me.
Jump,
Maiden. Jump over the fire.
Jump.
Well, okay, friends, I'll do it for you.
Oops. You know what happened? Before finishing her leap, she suddenly melted and turned into white cloud. Only a faint goodbye could be heard before the cloud rose up and disappeared into heaven.
Hey, where is Snow Maiden? What happened to her?
Snow Maiden!
Snow Maiden!
Where are you?
Look, Snow Maiden melted. Oh my God, she'll leave us forever. We have killed her.
I love you. I never thought it would happen to you. I'm sorry, Maiden.
What is it, girls? What happened?
Snow Maiden disappeared. She melted when she jumped over the fire. I'm sorry, it was my fault.
Yes, we forced her to jump over the fire. Now, Snow Maiden's gone.
Yes, she's gone now. But don't cry, girls. When winter comes, Snow Maiden will return.
Really?
Yes. God willing, dear. It's her destiny.
Forgive me.
I know you love her very much.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sad. But it's okay, dear. Everything is God's willing. What we can do is just pray and hope.
If we pray to God, will we meet Snow Maiden again next winter?
What happened, girls?
Oh dear, our daughter Snow Maiden has gone away. She melted when she jumped over the fire.
Why did you let her do it?
Forgive me, it happened so quickly. It was my fault.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Oh well, maybe it is what we call God's will.
Yes, but we still have a hope to see Snow Maiden in winter, don't we?
Let's just pray for that.
From that moment, every winter the old man, the old woman, and the children went to the snow mountain making snow girls. Unfortunately, the snow girls were never alive. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, you've listened to the story of Snow Maiden, right? What moral value can you get from the story? Yes, if you want something very much, pray to God. Just wish for it. Hope your wish will come true. But don't hope too much, because you'll be disappointed if you can't have it. Maybe God has a different plan for you. Don't complain. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.